Hashem al Moshe emer el akoyanim b'nei Aroin v'omarto aleim. A double lotion. Rashi says, lahazir b'doylem ala katanim. There's a pshat from the Chasam Sofer. What does it mean, emer el akoyanim v'omarto aleim? First you have to tell them, koyhanim akim. There has to be an awareness, a hakara, that you know that you're a koyan. Afterwards, then v'omarto aleim, there can be many dinim, lavin, do's, don'ts. Various sinyonim that a kohen has to know. Over the first thing is the awareness, emor el b'nei Aaron, to know that they are kohanim. The same thing is true of a yid, and the same thing is true of a ben Torah, to know, but before you father from him and your mon, azoy tormen ishtan, first the hakar of who you are. That's emor, and then v'amarta. The emphasis of kohen is on a higher madrega than a regular Yisrael. That's hakawai, it's mechayavim, different dinim and different anhagis. Koyin is gematria 75. The pshat is 75 is 7.5. Seven, more than 7. 7 is teva. 8 is already beyond teva. A koyin is somewhere in between. He's more than the 7. He's already 75. The Maharal talks about this because it says by the Inyan of Chanukah, the Yavonim, Yavon is 66. And Yavon thought that he's able to be minatzeach against the Heichel. Yavon can go in and be matama the Heichel. Why? Because Heichel is only 65. But Yavon didn't realize that Heichel is, you spell it Heichel, but the Yud has a Tzeire. The Hey has a Tzeire. The Tzeire is like 2 years, it's an extra year, so it's not 65. It's 75. Because it was done by the Kohanim, the Chashmonaim were Kohanim, and Kohen is 75. That more than 7 is what was Menatzeach against them. There's a famous story when Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Inspector, by his 75th birthday, it was the Gadol Hador b'Shaitoi, and a lot of different Rabbanim were sending him a Michtav Bracha. One of the Gedolim, I forgot who it was, he was a Kohen, and he wrote Birchas Kohen and LeKohen. That was how he titled the letter. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan wasn't the Kohen, but he meant to be Meramis because it was his 75th birthday. Birchas Kohen, LeKohen, that's what he had meant. Now the Chasam Sofer also writes, he says, Avad, it says over here, Emor al HaKoyin and B'nei Aaron, the Kehanim are the ones that are Bezunder, the ones that are Makarib, other ones. Roidiv Chesed, and Oisik and Kirib Brachaykin, but there's a message over here, Lenefesh lo Yitam Va'amav. A person has to know that Avad, on one hand, he has to try to affect and be Makarib others, but not at the expense that Adarab is going to come to shter him. Lenefesh lo Yitam Va'amav, don't let this Kirib cause that Fakir, you should have a Yerido. There's a similar rayon that Chofetz Chaim talks about at the end of the parsha. We talk about the Dalet Minim, and the Medrash says in the Dalet Minim that the Esrig is someone that has Midos and Mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim. The Hadas is just Reach, the Lulav is just Tam. The Hadassim, the Hadassim are just Reach, the Arovis is garnished. Yeah, but the Lulav, Hadassim and Arovis are Mischaber and Tzazamin. The Esrig also connects with them, of only B'shas the Mitzvah. For the Mitzvah, B'shas the Mitzvah, the Esrog also is Mischaveri Moibad with the Achas, but afterwards he stands alone. You have the Hemshech, the Parsha, there's the Parsha of Mumin, is a very interesting Pasuk. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leymar, Dabar al Aaron Leymar, that Ishmi Zarachal of the Roysam Asher Yiyah by Mum Lo Yikrav. Why? Ki Cholish Asher by Mum Lo Yikrav. Mamash a double Pasuk. The din is that a Kohen who has a Mum shouldn't come. Why? Because if you have a mum, lo yikrav. It's a yedua. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyon Hashas and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there in the sugya at the beginning of Baal Madlikin has a complex shayla about a certain kind of shemen that was nisarib with a different kind of shemen. And lemaisa the maskana of the Gemara is Amar Lei Ein Madlikin. My taima lefisha Ein Madlikin. There's a different gear sedeg rather than lefisha Ein Nidlokin. But kipshuti, like it says by us, it's saying lama kacha. My taima Ein Madlikin. My taima Jain Madlikin. Rabbi Kveger within Gilyon Hashas is mitzayin that Kohen, there are a few other Gemaras. Ein toilin, my time will afisha ein toilin, ein koisman, my time will afisha ein koisman. Come on, get me. And Rabbi Kveger then is also mitzayin, our pasuk. In Gilyon Hashas, he says, v'chein isa b'kro, and he quotes our pasuk also. Lama ki kol, azoy is. First best to know that sometimes that's the answer, lama kacha. The pasuk says that by the koyin, one of the things is the isha grusha me isha la yikachu ki Yaduah, there's a three-way machlokes tanoim and dachzadik and gittin. What would be the reasons that warrants that a person should be megarish ishtoi? And Beishamai says ki motza be'erev esdover, not hiddicha tafshilo, you're not motza cheres noimeno, only when it's motza be'erev esdover. Frank and the Achroim, that's on the Makar for the Kash, is already a Yerushalmi. So why does it say that a kohen is also to a zoyna and to a grusha? A grusha for sure is a zoyna. Their husband was only megarisher if it was motza be'erev esdover, so minei ubei is like that. So there's many truths in Barabbas that there could be, even like Beishamai, other cases, scenarios that it was warranted that they got divorced. It's not mukhd that grusha for sure is matzav erev esdover. There's an interesting word from the Chasam Sofer that Masechta Gittin starts, Hamedi says his gematria chen. Hamedi is gematria chen, 58. So there is like, the derechal, why does a person divorce his wife? Ki loy matzav chen be'enav. But it's not as always true. Let's say there's a matzav, the husband has to go to Medina Sayam, and he's far away. He thought he's going to come back, and now he's not. So he has no choice. He has to send a get. He's maybe getting Medina Sayam the shliach, but this is a Hamedi that's chen. It's not just loin matzachin. There was a system. He went. He thought he's going to come back. Whatever reason he can't, he's sending a get. That's a get. That's not loin matzachin. That's a get. That's hamaybe. That could be another territory. The Masechta starts with that. The Rishonim handle. What's point? The Masechta starts with a zayt gedin of a shliach that's coming with the Masayam. Because you don't want to start with kalkola. You want to start with the oif that was hamaybe. It was chen. This was not a get of loin matzachin. This was a get of hamaybe that was because for care matzachin. He doesn't want to be ma'agin her. Shpeter state that the Kohen, even after his metamah, he has to be toivu, but then there's still Herif Shemesh. Bo HaShemesh v'toher, v'achar yoichu me'akotshim ki lachmoyu. So it's fascinating. He already went to the mikveh. The mayim, the mei hadas of the mikveh was metahirin. And for all intents and purposes, for most purposes, he's tar. If he's nagei and a clean out, it's tar. Doesn't metamah decay me, but he still can't be truma. How long does he have to wait till Herif Shemesh? What happened then? So Zok the Igle Tal, state on Moira the Kisoid, that when it enters a new night, it's Shkiya Sacham and say Sakichovim, a new Mitzis! This Kohen was already Tahar, and he's already was Tful Yoim. So what happened now? Vaishtai, something happens. When a new day is heralded in, and it becomes Say Sakichovim, something, there's a phenomenon. The Kohen changed. He's not the same as he was. Kohen, 5 minutes ago, he couldn't eat Shroom, and now he could. What did he do? What changed? He entered a new day. So that's why we makabel omal tashamayim kriyashma b'boikeru be'erev. The pshat is because the taka became a new mitzias, a new darga, a new shlav. It's farzach, another kabbalah omal tashamayim. There are those that say, fakir, vibal, when it comes to a new shlav, you have to be makabel omal tashamayim. So the mechayim that you have to say kriyashma is what brings in a new madreg, and then the kohen can eat the truma. But that's questionable. What, you know, what caused what? It's interesting though that, you know, the Gemara says in Brochus that this man of Kriyashma is toilet in this thing of Erev Shemesh. And according to one man the Omer, it says, Bizman Shehoni Nichnas Lechel Pitoi. And there's another man the Omer that says, Bishosha Koyhan Nichnasim Lechel Bitrumasim, which is after 6. The question is, Frek Toysvis, there's one man the Omer that says, the Oni, it's only Kriyashma from when he can eat till the end of his meal. Frek Toysvis, Tema Oni Gufei Masa Yoichal, when is the Oni going to eat his meal? You're telling me Zman Kriyashma is when he's eating, so when is the Oni going to say Kriyashma? So Tysus asks his wife, he's preparing it till say Kriyashma. Why didn't Tysus ask the same thing by the Kohen? Same thing. When is the Kohen going to eat? Zok the Haflo and Ponim Yafis. The Kohen, it could be a different story than he's an Osher and he already started a Suda. He's already eating Chulin from before this man, from half hour before Shki, he's already eating Chulin. And since he's already the Emtsa Sudasoi, Einai Chayiv Lahapsik. And then in the middle of his meal, Toma, he was in Chulin. He had been talking about earlier today. Now it's Herif Shemesh. Now it says, you don't say, he has to say Kriyashma. He doesn't have to. He's be'emtsa seudasai, and they're being moisif to give him truma. Yeah, the pasuk says that a person that's nichnas lamikdash tomei, you have to bring a carbon out of the yoyrid also, but over here it says, v'nichrasa anafesh ahi. V'nichrasa. There's an interesting story. Someone once came to the Shoyal Meshav. Shoyal Meshav is one of the Gedolei Apoiskim of his Tkufa. And he told him that he was Nichshal B'Shoyvig in Achilas Chometz. And he needs a kapar. He wants to know what to do. He was Nichshal in Achilas Chometz. So, punkt, at that time, the Belzer of the Rabbi Sachadoy, from the Free of the Gedor, he was there. And he told him, go ask by the Rebbe what you should do. And the Belzer of told him, since it says, in Parshas Bo, it says, Ki Kol Eichel Chometz, it says, V'Nichrasa. And it says, V'nichrasa with a gershayim. V'nichrasa, it's with a gershayim. So he says, gershayim is a lashon of gerishim. You have to go to Golis. Go move to Eretz Yisrael. You have to change your place. Evolved. You ate chametz, and by chametz and Parshas Bo, it says v'nichrusa like a ger shayim. Go to Gerushin. Go to Golis. That will be your kapara. The seed came back to the Shulamation, and he told him what the Rebbe said. And the Shulamation was very spoiled. He says, the Rebbe says, because v'nichrus was with a ger shayim. In Parshas Emor, it was right after Pesach. It was that week. He says, in Unzer Parsha Oichik, state v'nichrusa. Miknes Tami also is go to Golis. The guy went back to the Belzer. He says, what? The Shoyal Meshav didn't look at Rashi. Off the Rashi. What does Rashi say here by us in the parasha? The Nichrusa. So Rashi, Yochel mitzad mitzad, Yeluch min koimer, Yisyashe v'mokem acher, Tamil loimer, and Yashem v'chol mokem. Over here state the Rashi, no, he doesn't go to Golis. The one from Parshas Bo, Yechav gizok, the gain in Golis, Frechstuf and Dolis, Rashi, Frechstuf, Tifa, Kash, Rashi, Zok, Nishtazoy, Rashi, Zok, Nishtazoy, 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 You know, as we start the parsha of the Moedim, there's a big parsha of Moedim, but the MS, we start, before we start the parsha of Moedim, we have the parsha of Shorai, Kesev, Ayevski, Yivoli. And by the way, in the Rishonim, this is already called Parshas HaMoedim. On Yom Tov, on Shalosh Regalim, when we lay in the parsha, we start from here. And it's not the Chinam, the Rishonim call it, it's already the Parshas HaMoedim. Even though, the MS, you know, as Parshas HaMoedim starts, it first says about Shabbos, and then it discusses the other Moedim. It's a question, is Shabbos like also a moed of sort, or no? Shabbos is kviyah b'kaimi, and it's not a moed. It's the contrast of not a moed. But if you assume it's also a moed, it's not a coincidence. The parsha right before that, Ashor Kesev Ayeski Yivolei, that you're not makar v'korban until it's Yerotza when it's 8 days old. The Rishonim explain a behemah has to be at least 8 days old l'hakariv because it went through a Shabbos. Something that went through a Shabbos gets the ma'ir. That's the inyan. Maybe that's also why milus v'yayim hashmini. Right, the Gemara need to ask Taka, why Dafka be Yamashmini? It's like the Gemara, because the parents should be ready Tahar, because by a Zohar, you only tell me for 7 days, and it should be Kulam Smechen. There's other reasons. I remember my son once has a Kleina Kent, he says, about the 8 days, 7 already is in the Chagad, he has something for it, 9 already has something, 8 is was still, that's the... Because Rashi, when they're reading, when the Gemara says, Shlomo Shmoy, he's like, Rashi, why not Sheva? Sheva Shteitzer, that's not. Oich Taker, it's Kenza. Aber, it's a hekdoma. If you learn that Shabbos is also hekdoma to the Moedim, so this parish of Shorei Kesev Ayez is also a hekdoma, the concept of 8 days old. There's a whole sugyo that you know also in Allah the Shech too, right? Shorei Kesev Ayez Benoim, like Shachu B'Yemechot. So there's an interesting shayla like this. It's a sugyo in your day, the simon about and these topics, but there's an interesting shayla with Rabbi Kveger over there. I'll speak at just a basic idea. First of all, this is then the Gnal of the Shech, Oysoi Ves Benoi. Nechleku HaTanoim, Chananya Barabon, the Gemara, Mishnah, in Chulin. Is it only by a mother and a son, or also by a father? Meaning, you shechted the female, the mother, then Gnal of the Shech, the child, or also by a father? Machloikis Tanoim, women's Supik. So, the Chumra, we pass in that Abu Benoi is also Osir, but you don't get Malchus for the lab, because it's a Suffolk. Another din is, there's a din, if you attack the Shech Oysa Ves Benoi, you were over. It's a Shaila, is the second one that you were Shoichit, is it Osir to eat, Os Knas. And there's a Nidin, we said, Shaila, how we pass again, if you attack a Kansa Chach, the Shoichit, not to eat from the Sheni. And another, the third din, and I want to put this together, is if you Shech the Behema, the mother, or the son, either one, whichever one you did first, you came to the other one, if you Shech the one Behena Shmoshois, when could you Shech the other one? On one hand, Mitzat Sofik, if you Shech the one Behena Shmoshois, you should Shech the next one a few minutes later. If you the muscle of Suffolk the rice, it would be Lakula. You could say, okay, this one was Suffolk, it could have been from Yoyim, I could check it later. But since we don't know, and Nathan was lying, you can't wait, you have to wait till the entire next day, have to wait another 24 hours. The shada becomes, what do you do? It creates a whole masumat there if you mitzarif all these things. Let's say you shechted the Av, Venash Moshes, and then you shechted the Benoi. So you have so many, you have fake, fake, fake. Maybe, first of all, Venash Moshes is Yoyim. And also, even if it's Laila and it's the same day, but maybe Abu Benoi doesn't have the Isser. And even if Abu Benoi also has the Isser, maybe we don't pass him like the Shita that we can't see you to eat it. And he has a whole Nidin over there, if you mitzarif various Sveikos to the Cheshvan. Now, one of them was very interesting, was about Bein HaShmoshos. The Bein HaShmoshos one gets a little confusing. If you shech, let's go make it more first. You shech to the mother, the Hema, Bein HaShmoshos. So it says, maybe Bein HaShmoshos is Laila, you don't know. And if it was Laila, then that comes into the whole Meis L'Eis. You can't check the sun until Vade Laila the next night. Why can't you check the sun? Oichet Bein HaShmoshos. Why can't you have a Mamon HaShach on the Bein HaShmoshos? So this shaila already by the Monashav Stavena Shmoshes, this becomes a problem also with Sphere Soimer. It's also in this week's parasha, I want to get there, but by Sphere Soimer, let's say a person, you know, we paskin that if a person misses one night and one day in Gansen, and he forgets to have counted, right? Then it's a machlekes rishayim. There's one mishnah that holds it's 49 different mitzvahs, and technically you can make a different bracha, but it's a suffix, so we suffix, you can't make the bracha. You can't make the bracha. But if you ever start off sveik, you can then sveik brachas, you can make the bracha. So lamasha, let's say a person taka one day counted very early. Whatever reason was, he was buying early ma'ariv, it was ben hashmoshes, and they told him he shouldn't, but he counted, he didn't remember to count, recount again, and he counted ben hashmoshes. Maybe he's still in. Because he had a stake. Maybe he counted his mind, and anyways, maybe he passed like the Bahag. So he's still on with the bracha. What if a few days later he had totally forgotten and it was very, very late, and it was better shmoshes, and he wants to still hop around to count late in the day, very late, to still be in the game. Now he already has a mamanashach. He can't panutzik with the stake anymore. Because the Khari has a mamanashach, unless the first time it was 6:42, and this time it's 6:41. When you drop earlier. You have to know if you have how you would work that out. Another case of sveik, and that's also negated this parsha, is we had earlier in the parsha, that a kohen is not allowed to be metameh, and we know there's a whole mitzvah in the poskim of Bas Yisrael, who married a kohen, and she's pregnant. She has to be nizhar now, not to also go through metameh lemeis, because of the vlat. Now there's a shayla in the poskim, you have a sveika, maybe it would be a nathel, and even if not, maybe it's in a keba. She's only muzer if it's a zachar. And they would surely use this. The question is, nowadays, how halachically do we reckon with the fact that maybe there was an ultrasound that can tell you what it is? And I mean, lakula and lachumra. If it said that it's a zohar, can you still start hunting maybe lakulas for other reasons or no? Now your mama's treated like Babi Zohar. And certainly, who would it the other way? If the test had said that it's mekeva, if maybe she could be mekel or not? How far do you reckon with this in putting it together with fake sveikas? So, yesh baza inyonim. Torah goes through over here the Moyadim. Eila Moyad Hashem, and like we said, the Emes first it says, Sheishes Yomim Te'asim Allah Choviyam Ashvi Shabbos, which is the Chayrish Shver. Shabbos is not a Moyad. Shabbos is Kvi Vekaimi. So one way of reading it is Faker, the Taka is saying, Shabbos is Kvi Vekaimi. And now, in the next passage, Eila Moyad Hashem. There is a famous part from the Goyim. The Goyim says that Sheishes Yomim Te'asim Allah means, there are 6 Yomim Toivim that there is a Hector to do Melechus Eichel Nefesh. Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach, and Shavuos. Uvashvi, but on Yom Kippur, there's no Hector of Melechus Eichel Nefesh. Shabbos Shabbosayim. Come to write that this Pasuk Shabbos is not referring to Shabbos of the seventh day of the week, it's referring to Yomim Toivim. Klapimad Bar Mamurim, there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos that it says that the reason why we have 39 Melechus is because it says 39 times in the Torah, Leisasa Malacha. Akide Kapta, Gemara says it's Gnoi, specific, Mefurish, 39 times. The Gemara even has a Shaila, 1 second, where's the 39th one? Is it from Vayobi Yosef El Desai Lasis Malachtoi? Or is it Gemara says, maybe that's not called Lasis Malachtoi, that's just Yosef going by Ishis by Tifar. And alternatively, it's in Parshas Vayakel, the Hamalacha Hoysa Dayom. And the Gemara is specific which one of those two goes into the Cheshman, but it's like pretty set, we're looking for the 39. The Pell, of course, is that, recognizes Yontif over there on the Mishnah and Shabbos in the Zemel Perek, that there are about 65 places where it says Malach in the Torah. And it's a complex issue to work out the details, how you start Cheshbon again, which Malachdays count, which don't. So one of the Cheshbonis is that you have to only start counting Malachdays that are in reference to Shabbos or not. And I still want to say that they try to work it down, Mamish Genoi down to 39, meaning he wanted to say that it's only when it says Malacha not in reference to Shabbos, like Malach is a diamond, the Yabil Beis Alasis Malachta is not in reference to Shabbos. He said that the Cheshbon of 39 is only non Lehevi Shabbos sticker related words Malach. And he had it down to Mat to a T, but he had this, he had 40 still. Then he said, okay. But Emor, Perak of Gimel, Pasuk Gimel is not about Shabbos, it's about Yom Tov. Because according to the Goyim, it's not talking about Shabbos. Ibazoi, it worked out, and we have the Cheshbon. Now, as it goes through the Moedim over here, of course, it starts with Pesach, and of course, you have to know is that B'chodesh HaRishon Ba'arbosor L'chodesh Bein Arba'in Pesach L'Hashem. Yudalud Nisan is a Moed. Yudalud Nisan from Chatzois already has a Din Moed. I heard when someone said a Chiddush, there's no Tefillin anymore. Tefillin is only till Chatzois. There's no Tefillin anymore. Starting after Chatzois. Who are then someone that's sitting Ba'avelus. Ba'avelus is over already, unlike by other Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Chatzois Hayim already, Ba'avelus is over. It's a din moyet. Then the Torah brings a whole seder of Sfira Sa'imer and also Kitzira Sa'imer. You have to realize this is not Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, we have Ba'arichas, the Torah goes through the special karbonos that you have on every Shabbos and moyet. Shabbos, of course, has a classic Lechem Mishnah, whereas on a regular weekday there's two Tamidin. On Shabbos, there's two more Kvasim, Lechem Mishnah. But besides Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh and Moedim, there's a whole array of Purim, Ayil, Shiva Kvasim, Vechuli. I'm not going to go through all the different karbonos. But what's interesting here is that on Shavuos, there's a special karbon of Shtei Alechem at the end of the process. Together though with the Shtei Alechem, we bring two Kvasim L'Shlomim. This is the once a year that there's something called Shalmei Tzibur. Only on Shavuos, the once a year that there's Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And also together with the Shnei Alechem, you come with you bring one parku elim shiva kvasim and a sorah lachatas. This is not chayvus musafim that's in Parshas Pinchas. And what's very weird is if you open up a machzer in Shavuos, we don't mention this. You don't mention the oimer in Tezayin Nisan in Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, and Chutz L'Aretz, it's still second day on there. And on Shavuos also, it's not mentioned in the Tefilas Musaf, the Shtei Halechem or the Karbonas Hanilvi Imam. What's very weird is that in some machzerim, it says that on Shavuos you were makrif two par, one aisle, shiva kvasim, u'shnei se'irim l'chaper. Instead of saying v'sar l'chaper, in Shavuos machzorim, it says u'shnei se'irim l'chaper. The second soyer is the sar that comes with the shtei alechem. It's oimer darsheni, why we're mentioning it. You don't mention the shtei alechem, you don't mention the shalmei kisvei atzeres, you also don't mention the parim. Derech agav, in Pinchas you bring two par, one aisle, and shiva kvasim. For the shtei alechem, it's the only time of year you have one par, two aisle, and shiva kvasim. Meaning on Shavuos they actually bought three par, three elim, and 14 kvasim. Yeah, they did, but you're not mentioning it in Musaf. Why are you mentioning the extra soyer according to that Pirsah? It's a modern zach. Now, in the interim though, between the carbon oimer and the carbon of the Shtei Alechem, there was a process of Sfiras Oimer. Sfiras Oimer Avadi is a big sugya. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. It's also Negei a little bit, but I want to make one or two auras that are relevant here, interesting. I had a Shiloh. What's the din if a person was counting Sfiras Oimer? And the mashal today is 25, right? 25. Chamisha ve'esrim yoyim. Shehem. Shloisha shavuos v'arba yomim la'omer. Right? 26. Okay. Shisha ve'esrim yoyim. Shehem shloisha shavuos v'chamisha yomim la'omer. What would be if a person said, Hayoyim shisha ve'esrim yoyim. Shehem shloisha shavuos v'shisha yomim la'omer. He didn't count right. He already said the 26 right. He got it good. And then he botched it up. Is that considered that he messed it up? Or even better, I have a more conclusive case. Let's say it was the 14th. And he said, today is our Arbasar Yoyim. Shem Shnei Shavuos. It's good. And he continued. Vishnei Yom Elayim. Hayoyim Arbasar Yoyim. Shem Shnei Shavuos. Vishnei Yom Elayim. Or as far as he said, Hayoyim Arbasar Yoyim Elayim. Shem Shnei Shavuos. Vishnei Yom. Does this sound reminiscent to the Mishnah Melech Shailah, Dine Dorin, of Kikr Zeh Osir Alay Kechazir, or Kikr Zeh Osir Alay Kemakanamna? What would you say in such a case? Yesh Bazar Richas Varim Farnandismo. I want to say over the Chiddush though I saw in the Ramban, you know, we count, the Emes the Pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. And the Emes the Rishonim Oles, Tois the Menachas says, it's not Chamishim Yoim, it's only 49 days. So, there's one mahalka the Rishonim, you're allowed to round it off. You know, 50, 49, as I said, you know, Shivim Nafesh, it's really only 69. Nacha Teretz. The Ramban says no, that the Mispar Chamishim is Mispar Biyodai. When you count it at 49, so when you make Kiddush the next night, or when you say Keser, after Kabbalah, after you get to Malchus Sheva Malchus, the next step is Keser. The Keser is by Musaf. You know, don't fall asleep there after all night. Keser by Musaf is 50. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah, but it's the tzitzah of the mitzvah. When you get to the keser is the shlomas ha-mitzvah. Everyone is besimcha, they finish the mitzvah by 49. It's the last time you do something, but the 49th is because now you're going to get the keser. But I saw a meiridik loshin in the Ramban. The Ramban says it has to be tmimis. Shetiyena mechuvonos. You have to exactly count the right amount. Loi pokas v'loi yoiser. Tamimim yiyu. Loi yechsar v'loi yoiser. Loi yifchas, I understand. If a guy only counted 48 and then stopped, didn't deliver. What does it mean v'loi yoiser? I heard a murder of the Ketaych. Imagine a chosin is counting up the days to his wedding. And he's in touch with his collar, face. He's letting you know, we're counting, there's this many days. And the day after the chasana, he's like, you're walking off on his calendar. Where are you counting now? You hit it, you made it. The whole matar of the sphera is the tzipia, the waiting, the anxious and full of hisrachas waiting. If you just count Viker, 51, Haskipatska the Gatsum, it's a Chazishinaman. To me, Mestienu, Loi Pochus, the Loi Yoisen. That's what the pshat is, because when a person spells the chuppah is a lotion of chof. The guy was in the ocean, he finally made it to the chof yam, he made it. Now is Epshinach a story, but don't continue counting on that. So remember, because at the same way, if you only count 48, Loi Yotza. If you continue 50-51, lo yotza, the whole thing, I'm afraid, I laid it. Maybe that's also told in the Mishnah Lamelech and the Malnach. Every time in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought a carbon, a behemoth, keves, would come together with an isorein of soilus. There's one time the whole year, on Tes Zayin Nisan, if you look at the Pasuk, they would bring the carbon oimer, and together with the carbon oimer, you would bring a keves. Again, with the Shtei Alechem, we said there's a whole seder of karbonis. Two kvasim l'shlomim, and a par, two elim, shiva kvasim, and a soil. Yeah? Say it. With the carbon oimer also came together a keves. When Shtei in the Pasuk, it's the only time you have this. U'min chosoi shnei esrayim soilus. The mincha that came along with the keves, the habayim oimer, again, we don't mention it in the davening, the mincha that came along with the keves oimer is two isroinus. The Gemara Menachos tells on it. There's a teres kreinim bet, but there's a plea the gazach, there's a chiskuni he brings. Someone wanted to say the korban oimer itself was one isroin. He wanted to say when it says u'min chosoi shnei isroinim, it means one isroin that came along with every keves, and the second isroin means the korban oimer alone. He says, abad it's a tois. The korban oimer was sa'oirin. The mincha that you bring along together with the keves is chitim, is soilus. Abadi says, don't make that mistake. Say under Zachim. There was a carbon on Tezayin Nisan by the day after the Tamid. There was a special carbon called the carbon oimer, which is an isarim of soirim. And separately, there was a keves shaboi itoi. We don't mention the davni, but it's a keves. And the keves came, it's a special one time again. It was two isarim, but not to mixed up with the isarim of the minchas on Ishkin Shaitas. Now, again, we already mentioned, on Shavuos, it's the only time of the year we bring two se'irei chatas l'maisa. Because in Parshas Minchas, there's a carbon chatas that comes together with the carbonis musif. Two par, one eye, shin kvasim, and a soyer l'chatas. But as well, together with the shtei lechem, was a whole series of carbonis, and along with that was also a soyer l'chatas. What is the soyer l'chatas mechaper on? The Gemara says in Shavuos that the soyer l'chaper is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav, of someone that was lo yoda. If you're yoda, you bring carbon out of the earth. If it's lo yoda, that's mechaper. Frank the Gemara, why do you need two se'irim on Shavuos? And it's mefurish that the soyer that's bought with the shtei lechem is also mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav. So what do you need two se'irim? What's the first one mechaper and the second one? So the Gemara, it's mechaper on the few minutes if someone was tamei in between the two se'irim, it's mechaper. And the Gemara says the emes min haroi that they should always bring karbanos on. Chosam amoy, chosam atayram amoy nesha yisrael. But that's a whole, sugya makifa in Anfangs Wochen Takadir. Sach Moyadin, the Gemara, the Pasuk goes through all the different Moyadin. After it goes through all the Moyadin, you have the Parsha of the Menoira. The Mefarshim say that's a remez for Hanukkah. It's only a Rabbanah, but it's the Mamash after it went through all the Moyadin. It starts the year from Pesach, it goes through till Sukkot. The Mamash right afterwards is the Menoira, it's Hanukkah. And right after that is the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim is for Purim. And that's it. After that, then it's already about Yisraeli something. There's a in the Makal. That's no Shaykhus already to the Moedim. The Moedim is Chanukah with Purim. What? In Shalach Monis, Shtei Monis. That's as far as bring down. You have here the Maisa of Ayefe ben Isha Yisraelis, Behu ben Ish Mitzri, Mitoich ben Yisrael. He starts fighting, and he's Makalel, and they didn't know what to punish him with. They still give them a Makalel. What's it connected? Right, it's not another Moyed, what, there's a Yisraeli Moyed or something? Is that a question? So Rashi says that the connection was that this Makalel, he was Melagleg on the Lechem upon him. He said, how could it be? You put the Lechem upon him onto the Shulchan on Erev Shabbos, but you don't bring it out Chaluka to the Koyanim. Right, the Lechem upon him was a Mincha, was a Karban Mincha. And just like any other Karban Mincha, you have to first be Makter the Koyanim. By Lechem upon him also, you have to be Makter the Bezichin. The Bezichin was a Matir for the Achila to the Koyanim. But that you do only 9 days later on the following Shabbos. No, by then it's going to be cold. Right, Rashi says, is the Derech to... Derech HaMelech Lechel Paschama B'chol Yoyim Shema Paschoinene Shal Tishas Yomim. So the Sforum explained, he didn't realize this isn't what Shabbos does. They gave out the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Don't worry that it's 9 days old. This is Lechem upon him. This is Shabbos. He didn't understand. But I saw a cute shot. It says Ligleg. The Lashon of Medrash doesn't say Ligleg. Here it says it was Ligleg. Ligleg is 66. Ligleg is Gematria 66. He was 66 years old, this Makalo. Make the Cheshbon. He was the son of the Ish Mitzri. This is the one that his father was moiled from an Isha Yisraelis in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Ayachas HaMitzri. This is the Mitzri that Moshe killed. 9 months later, he was born. Make a Cheshbon. According to the Medrash, Moshe at that time was 13 and a half, 14. This is the first year when they're in the Midbar. Moshe is 81. He's 66. Work out the Cheshbon. And that's what... He was Ligleg. And that was it. Was Lehoitzi Shnasi. He was killed in his 66th year. Now, the Pasuk describes this person. Who's his mother? Who's his father? His father was a Mitzri. His mother was a regular Yisraeli. But there's a steer now over here. It says in the Medrash she was Megayer. Why was he Megayer? His mother is Jewish. Frekter Ramban, why was he Megayer? So, because we Paskin Avada that for, in Klal Yisrael, whether you're Jewish at all is telling in the mother. What your yichus is, if you're a Kohen Levi or a Yisrael, or if you're from Shevet Binyamin, Yehuda, or Dan, Naphtali, that's totally in your father. But if you're Jewish at all, it's totally in your mother. Now, the Chayr over here, his mother was Jewish, but he's not in Gansan considered from Klal Yisrael. And that's clear, he's not, he doesn't have a Shevet. He's for sure not Shaykh to a specific Shevet. He doesn't have a Shaykh. The fact that his mother, let's say, was from Dan, that's no Shaykh, it's right, Shaykh Nimishlemis, but he's not a Dan. He's not a Dani. He's not from Shevet Dan. But he needs Gairus process, so it's a big shiloh. First of all, there's big rating the Achronim that Evan Ba'akim Avol Bas Yisrael might need a process of Gairus. But the Pata says you don't need Gairus because he's already a Yid. The Ramban brings over here from the Chachmei HaTzarfatim that the reason he needed to be Megayer is because it was Koyde Matan Torah, and Koyde Matan Torah, Evan Ba'akim Avol Bas Yisrael, L'chumra, you have to do Gairus though. And the Ramban is Shtar Choylik on that. Now, this is one of the main Marim Akoimis of the Prussian Drachim. I want to just tell about the basic concept. There's a famous shtickle from the Prussian Drachim. The Prussian Drachim says that we know that once the Avram Avinu from Shas Milosoi started being Makayim Kota Rechula and Pashtis, there was a Messiah down, Lebono, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shvatim, all through the Tkufin Mitzrayim, they were noig the mitzvahs. But does it mean that they had a din of Yisrael in Gansin, even Lakula, that they weren't machna like the Gedarim of Ben Noach? Well, no, they also had to rechen lechumra with God Gedarim of Bnei Noach. The fascinating shtickle of the Proshas Rocham Alein is that he makes this a machlekes achroinim, then he boils us more that he makes it a machlekes rishayim, and as he develops the topic in the end, it turns out that it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. That was good for the machlekes. Ledugma, one of the classicest, that's a word, the Gemois, is that Yosef was Moitzi Diba, that the Shvatim were Oichel Avram and Achai, where in fact the Pshat was that the Shvatim held that they totally have a din of Yisrael, don't have to be Machmer Gidrei Ben Noach, in which case they were eating a Ben Pekua, which in Dina Yisrael was Mutter without Shchita, and that's what they were doing. Yosef's Diba was, because Yosef holds no, that they far have to be Machmer Lechumra, like a Ben Noach also, and a Ben Noach is not Mutter Ben Pekua. The Chohena Rabbis, he boys us the shtickle. But at the stage when he's building it, first the Machlekes Achroinim, and he gets to the Rishonim, one of his main sources is this Machlekes Ramban and Chachmei HaTzarfatim in this week's Parsha, whether the Ben of Shloimis Bas Divri, whose father is a Mitzri, requires a Geirus. It's interesting, he brings that Yosef was Shomer Shabbos, even though Be'emes he brings the Ramban Shita that the Ovis only kept Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. He explains why Yosef was different. It's interesting, he actually brings even a Medrash that Adam HaRishon kept Shabbos, but he says that's Zichr not a problem. Be'emes Avada, the B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov kept Kol Dinei HaTorah. The only question is if they had to be Machmir, also like Ben Noach. So what do you want to say? Adam HaRishon wasn't the Ben Noach. Ben Noach, after the Mabul, was Nitzava, Yoyim Balai Allah Yishvoisel, and Akam Sheshavas Chayav Nisa. But Adam HaRishon Zichr could keep Shabbos. Adam HaRishon didn't have that anti-tziva that a Ben Noach can't. He's Far Noach. Yeah, this is Batum Makoydam Antoyer, but Adam HaRishon Zichr not. But upon him, after Noach, then you have to Cheshvarais. This is one of his main source cases that he handles. There's one interesting ha'ara though, Lamaisa Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. In the end, they decided it was Skila, and they talked about Yirgum of Kol Oven. After that, the pasuk Taka says, "Vayitziu samakalel omichutz lamachane v'ubnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem." What's ubnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem? So pasuk they needed out the oinish of the skila. They did it. Okay, I mean, he said to do it. That's the greatest good. One of the midrashim say, I forgot who says it, that since he was malagleg on the lechem upon him, one would have thought that maybe the Yidden would listen to the sligleg and not do the lechem upon him kedin. And it's going back on that. That no, they killed him. They got rid of this malagleg, and no, they continue doing kasher tziva Hashem. Goes back on the lechem upon him. Another interesting pshat I hope you have right here in the middle, and it's a wonder. What the mafarshim basically what it's talking about here? Maki ish v'meisma yusumas maki nevish behemi yisholnenu. Where did that come in? What's the shaychus? The teretz is it was nischadish over here to be makalo, to be cycle the makalo, and it's a mitzvah. The shluchei bezden and klaysol ba'yir gemoysay. But you have to know that we're doing this because there was a tziva haboyre b'nei yisrael also kasher tziva Hashem es ma'ishi. It's a din skila on the makalo. Skila. The ma'isa, the teva anushi is that a person's pu'ulas are ma'ir on him, and it would become a certain kalas on killing someone, even a behema. So the Torah wants to make very clear, no, this is a special din skila. And taka kasher tziva Hashem, they did it only kulay l'shem shemayim kasher tziva Hashem. Chas v'shalom, not even with a hargosha. Avada, but we're madgish now. Makan nevesh behemi shalmenu. It's also to be makan, not a adam, not a behema, not anything. When it's tziva haboyre, it's another Indian, and it's kasher tziva Hashem. That's the shaykhis of makan behema, which is Meshach Shaykh to the skill of the Makalah.